Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Do you have trouble sleeping? Are you one of those people? I talk to so many people that say, oh, I wish I could just get a good night's sleep. Sometimes sleep is an elusive thing. I know everybody has their own needs. Speaking personally, I mean, you know, I get up at 4:30 every morning, and everybody says, oh, you must go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. No, I'm up, I'm sure, later than I should be, but hopefully this helps. And you'll find this information right now on our Wave Facebook page. But a team of researchers talked to a bunch of experts. They polled 2,000 people to find out what it takes for the average person to get the perfect night's sleep. Now, you're probably not going to be able to do all these things, but the more of them that you can do, it's more likely to ensure you're going to get a good night's sleep. So here you go. They say, make sure your bedroom is clean. Why is that? Well, they say you'll sleep better if there's less clutter. I guess. Now, again, yeah, I don't know if all this is true. It might depend on the individual. I could probably sleep in my own filth with no problem. But there you go. They also say put on fresh sheets. There is something about fresh sheets. Maybe it's the aroma or something that helps facilitate sleep. Now, this is one that really might be a challenge for some people. Set your thermostat to 61 degrees. That does seem kind of cold, doesn't it? But they say that's the temperature the average person says they sleep best in. And again, this was based on a poll of like 2,000 people. Also, don't sleep naked. I know a couple of people who say they like to sleep in the buff, but most people, again, in this poll, said they sleep better in pajamas or shirt and underwear and whatever. Plus, you know, if your thermostat is set to 61 degrees, you're probably not going to want to be all natural. Anyway, make sure the room is totally dark. So there's no lights, no TV, and that's one of my big bugaboos. So I mean, pitch black, dark. If I see even a crack of a street light through the blinds in the bedroom. Anyway, so make sure it's totally. Also, they say make sure you get to bed at a time when you're going to give yourself enough time to fall asleep and still get 7 to 8 hours sleep, whatever time you go to bed at night, all right? Stop using your phone 37 minutes before you close your eyes. That's another tip for getting a perfect night's sleep. Don't start, you know, and I'm guilty of this. You Facebook or Twitter or whatever a couple of minutes before bed, or you read up one last couple of things before you go to sleep. Then I say that's a way to hurt your quality of sleep. So stop using your phone 37 minutes before you close your eyes. Read a few pages of a book. I mean, we're talking an actual book. Again, not on a tablet or a phone or iPad or something, because the light can trick your brain into thinking it's daytime. So read a few pages of an actual book with pages. Just some tips to give you the perfect night's sleep. And if it works for you, make sure you let us know if it helped you. By the way, they also say sleep on your right side. I've heard about the right side thing, but it's more in terms of dreaming. They say when you sleep on your right side, you're more likely to have bad dreams, while on your left side, it's more pleasant dreams. So I don't know. I sleep on my right side or left side. I have bizarre dreams either way. It doesn't really matter. That was a John Tesh thing, which, by the way, he comes your way each day from 2 till 7. But just some tips. Again, they're all on our Wave Facebook page if you want to check them out. And sweet dreams.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.